Sunday evening begins a holiday, Hanukkah, the holiday of dedication. And this morning I want to focus on the dedication of the priests who served at the temple. When asked what is the miracle of Hanukkah, the common response is, Hanukkah is about a miracle that took place when the Jewish people fought against the Syrians who had invaded Jerusalem and desecrated the temple. The temple was then dedicated to Zeus, and unkosher animals like pigs were sacrificed there. The Syrians forbid the Jewish people from practicing their religion. They intended to wipe out the faith of the chosen people and assimilate them into their empire. But the Maccabees and others courageously resisted, and after 3 years of fighting, they captured Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, lit the golden menorah that gave light inside the temple. There wasn't enough oil for the menorah, but the oil that was enough for one day miraculously burned for 8 days until more oil could be obtained, and that's the miracle of Hanukkah. Nes gadol hayasham, a great miracle happened there, the miracle of the multiplication of the oil. There was a Hanukkah miracle, but the legend of the oil is not it. It's not found in any of the original accounts, and almost assuredly never happened. The miracle of Hanukkah is that a small number of Jewish people, supernaturally empowered by the God of Israel, were able to overcome vastly superior Syrian armies. The righteous few overcame the godless many. The weak who were loyal to the true God overcame those who were much stronger than they were. The faithful remnant of Israel won miraculous victory after miraculous victory, sometimes fighting against armies 15 times larger than they were. 15-1. Until the Syrians were defeated, Jerusalem was captured, the temple was cleansed and dedicated for the worship of the one true and living God, who alone can rescue fallen human beings from the real and destructive forces of Satan and the demons, sin and the sin nature, death and hell. From that rededicated temple, the presence of the God of Israel and the truths about that God who alone can save mankind were once again clearly revealed to Israel and to the nations of the world. Hanukkah is not a miracle about oil being multiplied. Hanukkah is about the supernatural victories, the amazing, miraculous victories that God blessed that faithful remnant of Jewish people with, followed by the dedication of the temple. Do you understand that? The temple was the most important place on earth. It was where God revealed himself, his presence, his principles to Israel and the nations in the highest degree. The temple was essential to atonement, to being reconciled to God, to being forgiven by God, and that's our greatest need, to be forgiven. The temple was essential to salvation, to eternal life. You must understand how important the temple was. The temple was holy, special, set apart to serve God's good, salvific, saving purposes. After it was defiled by the Syrians and turned into this shrine for Zeus, the temple needed to be cleansed, and it needed to be dedicated once again. The Torah tells us that the temple was cleansed by the blood of an animal, and then it was dedicated by anointing it with oil. And the priests, those special men who served at the temple, needed to be cleansed and dedicated, like the temple itself was cleansed and dedicated. You needed a clean, dedicated temple. You need clean, dedicated priests to serve at that clean, dedicated temple. Hanukkah, by the way, of course, means dedication, right? A priest is essential. A priest is a mediator. A priest, his function is to bring God closer to people and bring people closer to God and bring the blessings of God to people. Under the Sinai covenant, it was essential to have priests serving at the temple. I would go so far as to say that of the three main offices described by the Sinai covenant, the office of the prophet, the office of the priest, and the office of the king, the office of the priest was the most essential of those three offices. We could live without prophets, and there were long periods in our history when there was no prophet active in Israel. We could live without a king, and we survived without a king for centuries. But we could not live without a priest who would bring us to God and bring God and the blessings of God to us. A dedicated temple needed dedicated priests. If you have a Bible, you might want to turn to Leviticus chapter 8. Because that chapter informs us about the dedication of the very first priests, Aaron, the brother of Moses, and his sons. A lot went into their dedication. And the way they were dedicated is a model for us, because Christians and Messianic Jews are priests under Messiah's new covenant. Did you know that you are a priest? Leviticus 8. First, the priests of the Sinai covenant needed to be washed. Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. The priests needed to be clean, and their bodies needed to be washed with water. Then they had to be dressed properly. They needed to wear the special clothing of the priests. Moses put the tunic on Aaron, tied the sash around him, clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. He also fastened the ephod with a decorative waistband, which he tied around him. He placed the breastpiece on him and put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastpiece. Then he placed the turban on Aaron's head and set the gold plate, the sacred emblem, on the front of it. Then he brought Aaron's sons forward, put tunics on them, tied sashes around them, and fastened caps on them. The high priest had unique clothes with very special items that were part of the clothing of the high priest, while the other priests, the sons of Aaron, had simpler priestly clothes. Priests had to be washed with water. Priests needed to be dressed properly with the special clothing of priests. Then the priests were anointed with oil. Moses poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. Oil represents health and healing and the Holy Spirit. The priests needed to be close to God. The Holy Spirit is the presence of the living God. The priests needed to be close to God, empowered by the Spirit of God to serve God the way they needed to. They were anointed with oil, which was a kind of prayer for the Holy Spirit to be very close to them, anointing them, empowering them. Then the priests received the blessings that came from a special sacrifice. Moses presented the ram for the ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head, thereby transferring their sins onto the ram and receiving its innocent life, a transfer of life, laying their hands on the head of the ram absorbs their sinfulness, they absorb the ram's innocence. And then there was more. Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. The blood that was put on their ear was a prayer that the priests could hear God's voice speaking to them. They needed to be able to hear the voice of God, hear the word of God. The blood that was put on their hand was a prayer that everything the priests did, and your hand represents your ability to do and act, everything that the priests did, all their actions, their deeds were done in a way that honored God. The blood that was put on their toe was a prayer that their walk, the way that the priests lived, pleased God in every aspect. Then the priests offered God the fruits of their labors. And from the basket of bread made without yeast, unleavened bread, which was before the Lord, Moses took one thick loaf with olive oil mixed in, and one thin loaf, and he put these on the fat portions, that was the animal that was killed, and on the right thigh. He put all these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and they waved them before the Lord as a wave offering. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them, the bread and the meat, on the altar on top of the burnt offering as an ordination offering, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. The priests who served at the temple were sustained by the offerings given to them by the Jewish people. They ate some of the animals, they ate some of the bread. By waving the unleavened bread and part of the animal, the priests were acknowledging that God was ultimately the one who gave them their special position. God was their provider. He supplied their meat and their bread. And it was right that some of the fruit of their labors were given back to God himself by way of acknowledgement of God's provision. Then the priests were anointed with more oil and with more blood. Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood from the altar and sprinkled them on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and their garments. So Moses consecrated Aaron and his garments, and his sons and their garments. Again, oil represents the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, and blood represents atonement, forgiveness, spiritual cleansing. The sprinkling of the blood and the oil were more prayers that the priest would be covered with the presence of God and with atonement and cleansing. Finally, Aaron and his sons spent 7 days in the presence of God, close to the Lord, at the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Moses said to them, "Do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your ordination are completed, for your ordination will last 7 days." 7 days in the presence of God. This is what the Torah teaches about the dedication of the priests of the Sinai covenant who served at the temple. Now, under Messiah's new covenant, all of us are priests. There are some Christian denominations that teach that only a select group are priests, but according to the Word of God, every Christian, every Messianic Jew is a priest. All of us are priests. We are a kingdom of priests. Again, priests are spiritual mediators. They bring people closer to God, and they bring God and his blessings closer to people. And priests of Messiah's new covenant, like the priests of the Sinai covenant, need to be dedicated. And their dedication is similar. Priests of Messiah's new covenant need to be washed with water, just like Aaron and his sons were washed with water. The first thing that we are required to do after coming to realize that Yeshua is the Son of God, and that he entered this world through the incarnation, lived a perfect life, died a very special atoning death, and then was raised from the dead. The first thing we do after we come to that understanding is we seek a community of Messiah's followers, and we are washed with water. We are baptized by the God-ordained leaders in that faith community that belongs to Messiah. There is no such thing as an unwashed priest. And there is no such thing as an unbaptized Christian or an unbaptized Messianic Jew. It is an oxymoron. Priests of Messiah's new covenant must be washed with water. Priests need to be dressed properly. The sons of Aaron had special priestly clothing. The high priest had very special clothing. For those of us who are priests of Messiah's new covenant, we need spiritual clothing. We are to be covered with garments of righteousness. That means we're to be in a right relationship with the three-in-one God, committed to doing the right things, clothed with the garments of righteousness. That's part of our spiritual clothing. And we must be clothed with Messiah himself. That means we are to be close to Messiah. We are to become like Messiah. We are to be transformed into his image. We're to become more and more like him. We are to model his character and values. We are to strive to be holy, loving, compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patient. Priests need to be dressed properly. Sinai covenant priests were anointed with oil, which represents the presence of the living God. The priests of the new covenant receive the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, in a new and saving way at the moment of salvation. When the Holy Spirit comes to us in that new and saving way, he does some absolutely amazing things to us. He begins to transform us. He begins to change us from within. He gives us a whole new nature, a new godly nature. He begins to produce positive things in us, what are called the fruit of the Spirit. He produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control within us. He anoints us. He brings us close to God. He empowers us to serve God the way we need to serve God, to live for God the way we need to live for God. He empowers us to love one another. He empowers us so that we can have victory over the things that tempt us. The Holy Spirit guides us, directs us, teaches us. He opens up our understanding so that we can understand the Word of God and apply it to our lives. He fills us, making us aware that God is our Father and Messiah is our Lord and Savior. And when we become unfilled with the Holy Spirit, when we sin, when we yield to temptation, or we gradually just wander away from God and we become unfilled, we admit our failures. We acknowledge that we have missed the mark. We confess that we have fallen short, and we turn to God with sorrow. We ask for his forgiveness, and we have his marvelous promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive all of our sins and purify us from everything that we have done wrong. Then God will fill us with his Holy Spirit once again. And we are filled with the Spirit and able to serve God the way we need to once again. Priests of the Sinai covenant needed to receive the blessings that came from a special sacrifice. And for the priests of the new covenant, Messiah's sacrifice is our special sacrifice, just as Aaron and his sons laid their hands on that special sacrifice, confessing their sins and transferring their sins onto the ram, and then receiving the innocent life of the ram so that they were now innocent in the sight of God. That's what Messiah does for us. He absorbs our sins. We absorb his perfect, sinless, eternal life. His sacrifice is like the blood that was applied to the ear of the priests, enabling us to hear from God. His sacrifice is like the blood that was applied to the thumb of the priests, enabling us to do good things for God with the right motives. His sacrifice is like the blood that was put on the toe of the priests, enabling us to walk in the right way, to walk with God, to live a life that is genuinely pleasing to God. The priests of the Sinai covenant offered God some of the meat and bread that the Jewish people gave to them. Priests of Messiah's new covenant need to understand that their very lives are given by God and sustained by God, and God has given them their high position as priests and as the glorious and eternal sons and daughters of God. And so out of gratitude for these tremendous blessings, The priests of Messiah's new covenant thank God and worship God and commit their lives to serve God. And just as the priests of the Sinai covenant, the first one, Aaron and his sons, spent 7 days at the Mishkan, at the tabernacle, where they were close to God, priests of Messiah's new covenant need to spend time in the presence of God. They discipline themselves to turn their minds to God throughout the day, to have a running conversation with their Creator. They thank Him for the interesting things that come to their attention, for the good things He has done, is doing, and will do. They praise Him for who He is and His amazing attributes. They pray for themselves and for others. They pray for the growth and purity of Messiah's community. They pray for the salvation of the Jewish people and for the salvation of their friends and families and for the salvation of the world. That keeps them in the presence of God, this running conversation with God throughout the day. They spend time in the presence of God by reading the Bible thoughtfully, meditatively. They spend time in the presence of God by having times of silence and solitude, trying to hear the still, small voice of God speaking to them. They spend time in the presence of God by participating in the Lord's Supper, eating the bread, drinking the wine with the other members of Messiah's community. Chanukah, the holiday of the dedication of the temple, that's what it's about. This Chanukah, do not think about oil being miraculously multiplied. Think supernatural victories given to a faithful remnant. Think the temple. Think dedication. Think of the priests and the way they were dedicated. And think of yourself as a priest. And think of your dedication. And pray that the Lord helps you to be devoted to Him the way you need to be. And not just you, but all of your brothers and sisters here at Shema. And not just your brothers and sisters who are part of Shema, but your Christian and Messianic Jewish brothers and sisters throughout the world, that they would be dedicated to the living God, that they, the way they need to be. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.